Hi there, this is James Senior from the Microsoft Web Evangelism team. Today I'm going to be walking you through a web application toolkit that looks at how to implement a frequently asked questions section in your website. Frequently asked questions are common in most websites, so we thought it'd be great if you could have an easy way of dropping in that functionality into an existing solution that you have already. But just to start with, as always, it's worth highlighting where you can get all of the prerequisites for this particular web app toolkit, and that's microsoft.com/web. Once you're there, check out the Microsoft Web Platform Installer, which gives you all of the platforms, the servers, the frameworks, and sample applications as well as developer tools to get you started with creating rich and immersive web applications. Web app toolkits are available for download from the code gallery on msdn.microsoft.com. So just head over there and search for web app toolkits and you'll find all of them available for download. The documentation is pretty comprehensive. We go through various stages from an overview of the web application toolkit itself, what the functionality is, and here we can see that we've got a few screenshots and we talk about some of the technology underlying it, like jQuery, ASP.NET Ajax, ASP.NET MVC. We've also got some dynamic data behind the scenes as well. We'll touch on that a little bit later on. Next, when you've kind of familiarized yourself with the application, you want to figure out what's going on behind the scenes, check out the getting started part of the documentation. Fairly simple to run this one. It really is 0 to F5 in less than 60 seconds, as we'll see. We've got a few notes about running it in JavaScript enabled and disabled mode to accommodate browsers who can't run JavaScript or for users who have it disabled. The next section is exploring the toolkit, and that goes into more details on the code behind the scenes. And we'll be taking a look at that later on, some of the data models that are involved, some code snippets as well, so you can click on the copy code button and take it right into your clipboard and bring it into your own solutions as necessary, and also information about how to reuse the FAQ toolkit in your own web application. We've also included some project templates with this particular download, so you can go File, New, and Add FAQ web application to your solution. In the next step section, we've got details and ideas on how to enhance the web application toolkit, including the data model itself, adding paging to the FAQ site with code examples, both in C# and Visual Basic. We've got printer-friendly web pages, MVC best practices, and of course how to run sample in Windows Azure. So, now we've taken you through some of the documentation, let's dive into some of the code. So first of all, here's the Visual Studio templates directory. We won't go into this in any detail, it's worth checking that out and seeing how you can install that, and then you'll get the File New functionality within Visual Studio. We've got in the code directory a couple of setup scripts. These are going to be doing resets for your database, which is a great way of getting back to zero once you've played around with the functionality. That'll basically raise the database back to the how you found it at the beginning. Then we've got two versions of the project to open. We have a C# version and a VB. I'm going to go for C# in this particular instance. And then we'll notice we've got two projects. Now, you've got a main solution here, which is called All, and we've also got a test solution. Now in Visual Studio 2008 Professional and up, you're going to be able to do testing within the IDE. However, with Visual Web Developer that you can download free with the Web Platform Installer, you can't do the testing. That's just one of the upsells for Visual Studio 2008 Professional. You get that testing functionality in the IDE. So let's open up the project, and we'll see we've got a variety of folders. It's obvious to see at the beginning we've got an MVC application on our hands because we've got a series of folders called Views, Models and Controllers, which are the core components of an MVC application. But what we're going to do first of all is just simply press F5 and run what we've got so far to take a look at the functionality. So here we've got a fully featured FAQ site. As you expect, we've got things like viewing questions by topic. We've got the top 5 frequently asked questions on the site right now. We've got some of the latest FAQs that have been added most recently, and we've got some search functionality as well. So let's just have a quick browse around. The first thing I'm noticing as I have a look through some of the topics is that I'm not actually doing a post back on the page when I click the links. What's happening behind the scenes is all of that functionality, all of the requests are being made asynchronously using Microsoft Ajax back to the MVC framework, back to the MVC model, and they are sending us the information we need at on the client. So we're not actually doing any postbacks, we're not actually going back to the server. This is all happening asynchronously. So we'll drill into one particular frequently asked question. So I'm going to say, how do I contact a seller? Again, no postback. This is all happening asynchronously. And we've got some details about the FAQ. We could see related questions. And we've also got some information about the author. So this is written by Julian Price. We've got a rating. Currently got 7 votes, and it's rated 3 stars. This rating widget down the bottom actually comes as part of the ASP.NET Ajax Control Toolkit, which is a free open source project available on CodePlex. So you can go ahead and download that along with a load of other controls that make your application really rich. So this particular one is for all about ratings, so I can actually go ahead and rate this particular FAQ. When I click to make my rating, we had an image pop up whilst the asynchronous post was happening in the background to actually post this back to the server. You'll also notice that the voting incremented by 1 to 8. So that also happened asynchronously without any postbacks too. So there's a few Ajax scenarios going on in this particular FAQ. Of course, every good FAQ site should have an administration area. So you can update and add FAQs. And this is the administration section of the website for this particular app. We can drill into the FAQs themselves, and this is actually where the dynamic data portion of the website resides. Just to give you a bit of a brief background on dynamic data is basically a project you can bring into Visual Studio, which will give you scaffolding to create what you see here, which is a table, obviously, a grid, and a load of CRUD operations that we'll see in a second to create and update and delete, etc., records within your database. This has actually been skinned to make it fit in with the FAQ website. So this is quite a nice example of how you can skin a dynamic data project to make it look good. We've got one postback happening for inserting a new FAQ into the website. So here we're going to say, what is the answer? And then we can type in anything we like. This is again another control you can get as part of the ASP.NET Ajax Control Toolkit, just like the ratings we saw in the previous example. Here is my question that's been added, and if we go back to the root of the FAQ website, then we can see that the latest FAQ is the one that I've just submitted here. The other thing to notice is that while we're navigating around the site, the URL in the address bar is not changing. And that's because we're doing everything using Ajax. All of the requests and the navigation is being swapped around based on what part of the model is being sent back from MVC. However, if you do hover over the URLs within the application, you'll see there are full URLs. And this is useful because you can select a URL as a permalink and also send it out so you've got a permanent record back to that particular FAQ, so it handles it both ways. This particular FAQ also shows off how you can handle browsers that haven't got JavaScript enabled. That's not particularly common these days, but you know, should account for these edge case scenarios. This application does that nicely, so that even if your JavaScript is turned off within the browser, you can still use the site. So, that's the functionality behind the site. Let's take a look at some of the code. So, just to highlight some of the areas which you should drill into, first of all, the app routes, which are a key part of any MVC application, which define where the requests go and which models are returned to the user based on the URLs passed. We've got various views, which are important. Check out the site master. This is the page that is used across the site in all of the other pages. You'll notice that we've got an interesting way of rendering client scripts. Check out the code behind that to understand what's going on there. Other views to be aware of: the index in the FAQ. This is where most of the stuff is happening. Again, we've got a partial which is rendered here. This is where all of our client-side templates are coming from. You'll notice this is actually using ASP.NET Ajax 4 and client-side templates. This is where we can simply provide an expression like this, and the JavaScript library in the background will go through and populate the data where applicable. Other areas to check out in the solution are the scripts. First of all, you'll notice that we've got jQuery scripts alongside Microsoft Ajax library scripts. Now, this is worth pointing out because both jQuery and Microsoft Ajax can play happily alongside each other. And in fact, we use a lot of Microsoft Ajax and sprinkled in with that a bit of jQuery to make the website a bit more rich. We've also got some custom scripts. The two scripts I've highlighted here are unique to this application and handle a lot of the data transfer between the client and the MVC application and the server. So they're worth checking out. Another part that's worth highlighting of the MVC application is the FAQ controller, which does a lot of the heavy lifting for this particular application. This is the server-side component, which is listening and talking to the JavaScript client-side portion, and handles a lot of passing back of models for the FAQ so that they can be rendered on the client side. Again, this is where the dynamic data portion of the application is contained, and I would encourage you to drill into this and check out some of the documentation on msdn.microsoft.com for more information. So, we've taken a bit of a whistle-stop tour around this web application toolkit. There's a lot in here, so do take time to go through both the code base and also the documentation, because a lot of it is explained in the Explore the Toolkit section. And hit the channel9.msdn.com website for more videos and interviews and screencasts like this. If you have any comments, feedback about this web application toolkit or any others, then do get in contact with us at our email address, which is webapp@microsoft.com, or check out our blog and Twitter account, which I'll link to on this particular screencast too.